Back in 1959, there was a small off-Broadway show based on The Princess and the Pea that boasted the talents of the then undiscovered Carol Burnett. The show was so successful, producers moved it to Broadway, where Once Upon a Mattress added a few new songs and more saucy fun that turned the show into a comic triumph and made Burnett a star. Once Upon a Mattress has a pleasant, if undistinguished, Mary Rogers score that in no way duplicates her father Richard's great successes. But with a cute and funny book and George Abbott's jazzy staging, the show rocketed to lasting fame. Today, the show looks old and clunky, but in TheatreWorks dynamic production, it becomes frivolous entertainment. There's nothing profound here, but you'll enjoy a madcap distraction. Chris Hamby's sleekly paced and well-cast staging zips along as the sharp cast features a variety of wacko palace characters and silly intrigue that plagues the environment while sparking madcap malarkey. It's all insanely stupid, but when it is comically well done, you'll laugh. Elaborate and colorful costuming adds, as does Steve Hildebrand's bright and accomplished orchestra, plus a good sound system that ensures audiences don't miss any of the funny dialogue. Suggestive scenery duplicates palace lushness, although the myriad of scenic changes take an eternity to execute, which slows the otherwise rapidly paced show unnecessarily. Beyond the Fine production is a near-perfect cast headed by Alexandra Utpadel's funny Burnett parody as Princess Winifred, who must prove she's a real princess by not being able to sleep on 20 mattresses because a hidden pea upsets her slumber. Utpadel has a rollickingly good time as she relishes the zany comedy she executes artfully to keep the audience amused. No less comically dynamic is Ryan Malkowski's dour Prince Dauntless, who is held back by his pushy mother, Queen Agravar, played with uppity snobbery by Shandy Elise as she henpecks her husband, King Sextimus the Silent, played stalwartly by Peter Hart. Joshua Verne's Sir Harry tries to bring a semblance of normalcy to the proceedings as Skylar Washburn's jester keeps things light and Kathleen Roden's Lady Larkin remains haughty. Once Upon a Mattress is a delightfully fun romp through an ancient palace that has a fair number of subtly injected contemporary parallels. In TheatreWorks' crisp and nice-looking 4 stars out of 5 production, Once Upon a Mattress is nonsensical amusement. It continues through May 14th. For KBOC, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.